The Quarry Hospital, peaceful as it seems now, was where workers would be taken when they were injured. And there was no getting away from it. Working in a slate quarry was a risky occupation. 362 men were killed in various accidents between 1822 and 1969. Serious injuries, including amputations, were common. So before the coming of the welfare state, the mine's own hospital was a necessary resource. And the care here? It was second to none.
We're not terribly busy at the moment. A couple of men resting after the latest accidents in the quarry and works down there. One has a broken leg that was crushed by a rock fall, and there's another who's lost a couple of fingers in the saw sheds. Not an uncommon sight at the Quarry Hospital. We do what we can for them. And we have the very best of medical equipment here too, including our very own X-ray machine, one of the first hospitals in the whole of North Wales to have one, we were. We're very proud of our little hospital, and it was the men who worked here who were largely responsible for its existence. They contributed to it, you see, through their sick club. So now they get the best medical care around, financial help while they're recovering, and even money towards their funeral expenses. And as you can see from our small mortuary outside, unfortunately, some of the accidents here were indeed fatal. Excuse me. Patient needs me. Probably a bedpan.
Among the various doctors who worked at the hospital was Dr. Mills Roberts. Apart from being an experienced surgeon, he was also a very practical man and even went as far as designing metal prosthetic limbs for a quarryman whose arms had been crushed. He also impressed his patients and staff here by playing football for Wales. But Mills Roberts' concerns for the men he cared for went much further. And he would often give advice on the more practical ways of how to achieve a healthy lifestyle, particularly as silicosis and tuberculosis were common diseases that affected the miners and their families.
Their houses should be well aired. They should wear flannel next to the skin and wash frequently. The quarryman should live for something beyond tea and bread and butter, and vary his diet with foodstuffs of all kind, particularly garden vegetables. And lastly, remember, there is no nourishment in tea.
And yet, tea was pretty much the nation's favourite drink. And the workers taking their well-earned break in the capan would never have tolerated anyone removing their precious urn. From here, let's go back down towards the main entrance. To your left, you will find a place that is now calm, but was once noisy and hectic, Vivian Slate Quarry.